So I've been talking to some people over the last few days. And I can tell you that I'm hearing from moms mostly, and I'm hearing this from other folks as well, but moms, and some I don't know what their political persuasion is exactly. It's not always, surprisingly, it's not the first thing that comes up every time. But talking to some different people over the last couple of weeks, the idea that schools would not open will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. That I can tell you, it'll be the straw that breaks the camel's back for a lot of moms that might have voted for Joe Biden because they didn't like Donald Trump. We're really put off by the way he conducted himself and the tweets he sent and the things he said and the name calling and the nonsense and the noise, right? That they're going to say, listen, despite all of that, he would have had our kids in school. And so suburban moms are getting very turned off by the whole move toward not going to school. The whole idea that kids would not be in school really has people bothered. In fact, I want to go to bite number 11 here with the former Secretary of Education, Bill Bennett. He says the newest fear game is kids that have not gotten the jab. Well, listen, kids under 12 can't. And we have the Delta variant out there, but the Delta variant so far has not proven to be as deadly. Now, we'll wait and see how the numbers come out, but it has not proven to be as deadly or as dangerous at all as the first few rounds of this disease. And it continues to have little impact on young people. You tell me why, I don't know. But listen to Bite 11 from Bill Bennett. Here it is. Bite number 11, Nathan. Hold on. The machine is fighting us. Little technical fight. At any rate, what Bennett said is that it's a push and fear-mongering. A push and fear-mongering to keep schools closed. And it's an excuse by the teachers' unions, Randy Weingarten and the American Federation of Teachers, for example, who floated the idea as a test balloon just last week, excuse me, that maybe school was open and maybe it wouldn't. And so that's a bit disconcerting. Let me ask you this. Just a quick tech check. Is it that bite or is it because I've got other bites that I can use to talk about this, Nathan? I have to get Nathan a hammer to fix that machine. That's okay. Do what you got to do. Every now and then you have a technical issue, but the fact of the matter is the coherence of the messaging. The coherence of the messaging has changed dramatically. I mean, just 8 weeks ago or less, Anthony Fauci was telling us how great the vaccines were, especially against the Delta strain and the Delta variant of the SARS-CoV-2, to the point that people didn't need masks, kids were going to be in school, everything was fine. That was the science they were following. Now, they'd followed the Delta variant for a long time. And now Anthony Fauci, the same guy, is telling us that fully vaccinated people need to be masked, to be socially distant. So we don't need a lockdown, and why not? Because the lockdowns were a failure. By the way, in England, in the UK, cases are falling rapidly, despite the easing of restrictions. Nightclubs are open in London, for example. And COVID-19 cases in the UK fell for 7 days in a row, now eight, dropping in half from where they were. 23,000 new cases compared to 46,000 the week before. But Boris Johnson, who, by the way, his wife is expecting, says people need to remain vigilant. The virus is still out there. A lot of people have gotten it, and it still presents a significant risk. But the infection rates are crashing. The deaths within 28 days of a positive test hit 131 this past week on a single day, the highest number since March. Hospitalizations also rising, but overall, the number of people getting sick is plummeting, which would indicate a lagging indicator is hospitalizations and fatalities, which would mean somehow the UK got through the variant spike of the Delta variant without cracking down, without keeping schools closed, without shutting down nightclubs, without stopping everything that people do. So that would indicate to me that if we follow the pattern that was experienced in the UK, that we too will see a decrease in cases without all the masking. And where is the idea that masking would work? Where is the peer-reviewed study? You're not going to find one because not one exists. There's not a peer-reviewed study of mask efficacy that shows a decrease in infections by X. And if you've got it, send it to me. I look forward to hearing it. By the way, I'd like you to support American farmers too. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com, supporting Michigan farmers, American farmers only. It's a Michigan operation. PatriotFoods.com. Fresh fruit and produce on your table today from your friends and neighbors. Plus, if you spend more than $100, shipping is free. And, by the way, they spend money on military families in need every time you make a purchase. PatriotFoods.com. They'll also hook you up with U.S. Farm Hub. You can find out exactly who your farmer is. Find out exactly who your farmer is. Good stuff. So, Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.